You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am delighted to be with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and we are going to share today some information about a wonderful program that has just kicked off here in the Archdiocese. And to help us do that is our director, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well,
good.
Thanks. How are you?
I should say Dr. Kate.
Dr. Kate,
Dr. Catherine Francis DeVries.
There you go. Thank you.
And what began this past Sunday was the 30th year of Theology on Tap taking place here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And actually, it's the 30th year it's taken place anywhere. Because
yes,
Theology on Tap, which is really now a program known around the country for young adults, began here at St. James Parish in Arlington Heights back in the summer of 1981. So in order to kick this off, Kate, why don't we do what we invite people to do at a Theology on Tap session?
All righty. We invite people to come together, and we always open in prayer.
And we have a very special person with us today, and we're going to ask Tim if he would lead us in prayer.
Yes, absolutely, Father. All right, and let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Creator God, we have gathered here in your name to move deeper into the great traditions of our faith, which have been revealed to us by your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to be open and honest with ourselves and each other. Be with us as we focus on hearing on what you would have us hear, growing as you would have us grow, and becoming the people you have called us to be. Guide our speakers as they share their wisdom and gifts with us. Guide each of us as we share our own stories of faith and discern your will in our lives. May our time together bring about a renewed vision and inspire us to build a better world. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And that wonderful voice is this summer's Theology on Tap program coordinator. And Kate, why don't you introduce this very special person in our midst?
We are delighted to have Tim Sennett with us. Tim is a student he continues to be a student at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and he is actually between degrees. He just got his undergraduate degree, and now he's launching back into graduate studies as soon as he finishes the summer with us. But Tim was looking for a way to share his gifts over the summer, and he sent a note to our director of our department, Father Richard Hines, and said, Father, I'm looking to make a difference. Where can I do that? And Father Hines thought of us, and we snatched him and told him about Theology on Tap, and he graciously said, how can I be a part of that? So,
right.
Tim, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Kate. Woo! Thanks for having me on the show.
And Tim, we're just delighted, not only that you're working with us, but I think to experience the church in Chicago is a real blessing.
It has been.
We're really proud of it. Obviously, it's our home. We're going to ask where you're from in just a second, but to get immersed in the experience of church in a different diocese, either from where you go to school or where your home is, really broad bases the whole mission and message of Christ and see how that really works itself out in this great big urban area of Chicago, which is probably more Catholic than anything else. I think we're about 52% Catholic, the Chicago area, so it's always been that kind of a way. But Tim, how did you get from Steubenville, Ohio in the spring to the radio station here on the third week of July, or the second week of July, here in the Archbishop Quigley Center, the Pastoral Center of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
I never thought I'd be here. If you asked me a year ago where I'd be, I wouldn't have said the Quigley Center.
And the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yeah. Well, like Kate just said, I'm between degrees. I recently graduated in May with my bachelor's in theology and catechetics from Franciscan University of Steubenville.
Wonderful.
And last February, I believe it was, I knew that I wanted to spend my summer doing something that was related to those fields. And so I, like she said, I sent emails all around the country to different agencies and departments all around the country. And Father Hines, the director of the Department of Catechesis, Evangelization, and Worship here in Chicago, passed that along to Kate and to you, Father Cusick, and you quickly got back to me, and I had an opportunity to talk with Kate about Theology on Tap and have a brief interview, and here I am.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. And Tim, you're from New York. Now, that's a huge place.
That's right.
Where in New York?
Albany, New York.
Okay.
You're 150 miles north of New York City.
You're from the pulse of the state capital.
That's right, the state capital.
There you go. Terrific. Yeah. Tim, I'm always curious, why would someone at this age in life and at this time in life, knowing our culture as it is, why would you choose to do a degree in theology and catechesis?
It took me a long time to make that decision.
Good. Okay. I'd like to hear that, though, because I think, you know, I really have a hunch that because we do young adult ministry and so many people who can listen to this show, Kate, either, you know, when it's on the radio or they can download it to their MP3 players or perhaps some parents or grandparents are listening. I'm always fascinated in people's journey that leads them to do what you've done so far with your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Lord has brought me to a point where I can't imagine doing anything else. I began my collegiate career as an English major. That lasted through my freshman year.
Okay.
My sophomore year, I was a political science major, actually a double major in political science and theology.
Okay.
And by the time my junior year started, I became full-fledged in theology and catechetics. And so I think I was brought through a slow progression of you know, God leading me and showing me that this was what I really needed to devote my life to.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And those are hard decisions. I mean, what am I going to do? Where should I be spending my time? What degree should I get? That's gut-wrenching stuff.
For so many people, and the reason I ask, Tim, is because, number one, I'm curious. You know, I really like to know people's journey because I know Kate made a similar kind of a journey, that here she is, a master-degreed special education teacher, and now 20-some years later, she has got a doctorate in pastoral ministry, done a total career change, and it's, as you say, that listening to that voice of God that moves us sometimes where we never, ever thought we would go, ever thought we would go. Mm-hmm. You know, and many people who know me say, well, you know, you were in the seminary when you were only 12 or 13 years old. Yeah, but a priest when you're 12 or 13 is not the person you are when you're ordained. You grow into the call of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of what we try to do in ministry to young adults is to invite people into a deeper relationship with the Lord through the experiences of life. Would that be fair to say,
yes,
Kate?
Yes, yes. And I love the sense, Father Cusick, you taught me early on that whatever way we're sharing our gifts is our call. And it doesn't, you know, one vocation is not any higher up than any other vocation. When I taught, that was where God had asked me to be. I taught for 5 years and did some wonderful, wonderful things. And I really had to struggle with, what should I be doing now? Where am I being led? You know, being open to the call to do more, be more.
Right.
Take your gifts in a different direction.
I think the key is what you said, is being an open. Tim, did you sense, I mean, obviously you can't walk in and say, I'm going to be an English major and then not be open to other possibilities, because that certainly must have been going through you.
Right. It was never my childhood dream to be working for the church.
Yeah.
I think what it shows, I think where I am now proves the point that God's plan for our lives is better than our own.
Oh,
Because I know that I'm so much happier now than I would have been if I had stuck with English or political science and pursued law or something like that, which are valued fields and necessary fields. But this is where I belong.
Good.
And Father, I'm sorry. I don't know if that addressed your question.
No. It does completely. Yeah. But I mean, it's something we grow into. I mean, but we're just open. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're not open to it, it's not going to happen. You'd say, well, you know, I'm going to be an English major and that's it. Yeah. No, you're saying, no, I did this, I did that, I did the next thing. And it's going to move us,
right.
And it's going to continue to take all three of us, and anybody who's listening to this show this morning, it's going to take us to places and situations where we never thought imaginable.
Right. I think it begins with trust. You know, why be afraid of the future and what God has in store for us if we trust that it's the best?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. But what you know, and I've been on vacation, so I have not had the privilege of spending a lot of time with you yet, which I will.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm fascinated is, you know, you sent out emails around the country saying, I'm going to do something. You know, and I think there's that's not only a trust, it's a sense of your own confidence that this is where, as a young adult, you see yourself going and you want to take the skills you've learned in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Develop them in a ministerial style, and then see where it all takes you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool.
It also reminds me, Father Cusick, you talk about St. Paul going from town to town to town and starting little churches, just planting seeds and then moving on. Tim, I see you doing that. You go from place to place. You learn what you can. You share the gifts you can, and then you move to the next place.
Right.
That takes a lot of courage to do that.
Right.
I'm not sure I was ready to do that when I was entering graduate school.
I hear the little trickle of a piano in the background,
indeed.
Which means that we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to focus on Theology on Tap 2010, year number 30 in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Catholic Charities' 13th Annual Golf Invitational will be held this year on July 28th at Cog Hill in Lamont, Illinois. This year, more than 500 golfers will have the opportunity to play on all four courses. Contest holes will be spread throughout the day to challenge players, including a contest to outdrive Sister Marianne Dosen, a nun with a great swing, and chances to meet celebrities including former Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita. This year, more than ever, families are turning to Catholic Charities in their time of need. Your participation can help a family prevent homelessness after losing a job or feed their family if they're having trouble making ends meet. All proceeds go to benefit Catholic Charities Family Services programs. Book your foursome today by calling 312-948-6797. That's 312-948-6797. For more information, visit www.catholiccharities.net/golf. That's www.catholiccharities.net/golf.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
We might have life, everlasting life. You came to us, O Lord.
Well, we're back. Father John Cusick here, and on my right, Dr. Kate DeVries. The two of us continue to work in the Office of Young Adult Ministry for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And across the table from Kate and on my left, Mr. Tim Sennett, who you've had a privilege of listening to, who was our Theology on Tap program coordinator. And he comes to us after graduating from Franciscan University at Steubenville, and from out of Albany, New York. And he's made his way to save the Midwest, because we know that everybody who comes out of the great state of New York, and he's also a Yankees fan, you know, and I don't know. Well,
big time.
You know.
Big time,
okay.
Too. But Kate, Theology on Tap kicked off this past Sunday.
Yes,
and
indeed.
It's in a whole bunch of places and a whole lot of everything going on.
We have 46 different sites here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We have another 10 sites through the Diocese of Joliet, and we are just thrilled that it's moving along so beautifully. And we have with us now one of the coordinators of Theology on Tap, actually at Calvert House. It's Allison Gray is with us. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
How are you?
Allison, good
I'm
morning.
Doing well. Thank
how are you?
Great.
Good.
Fine.
Allison, real quick before we get to Theology on Tap, Calvert House. Somebody listening says, what in the name of God is Calvert House?
Calvert House is the Catholic community at the University of Chicago.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be like the Newman Center and many other places. But it's got the name Calvert House. Terrific. That's great. And so you're located in Hyde Park on the mighty south side of the city of Chicago?
Yes, we are.
That's terrific. And Theology on Tap, ready to go?
I think so. We're having a great time already.
There you go.
A wonderful committee of people helping, and it's been really good.
That's great.
Allison, how long have you been a part of the program?
This is actually only my second year.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I was so excited last year that I really wanted to be more involved.
What, Allison, what sort of drew you to it, or what did you take away from it that says, oh, I'll give that a shot again this summer?
I was so impressed with the speakers that we had, and they brought up really interesting topics that continued conversations past the 1 week.
That's wonderful. That's,
yeah.
And that's the hope and the dream, that people will continue in the conversation with each other.
Yeah.
That's
and
a great
it was,
thing.
It was so good. I mean, people were talking about the same talks, you know, months later. And when we were planning for this year, things kept coming up that we remembered. And so it was really good.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. Because, I mean, all too often today, and I'm sure you're aware of it much more than we are, that there's really a hunger for good conversation.
I think so.
In terms of people's faith-based ideas, their spirituality, the traditions of our church. Because where do you go to have that conversation? There's just not a lot of places out there.
Exactly.
And I think, I'm sure, you know, in the environment you find yourself at a major university, people want to know where this whole sense of God and spirituality fit as you move into these very sophisticated academic programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's great.
Allison, we've got lots of people listening who don't know about Theology on Tap or who have never attended, and parents of young adults and, you know, other people who know young adults. What reasons can we give them to pass along? Why should anybody come to Theology on Tap? Can you help us unpack that a little?
I think it's a lot of what Father Cusick was just saying. It's the people are hungry. They want to ask questions. And this sets up a really safe and conversational space for asking those questions about how faith interacts with real life.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our first talk this summer was about how the identity challenge of integrating your faith and your work. And that's a real issue for kids who are getting out of college, people who are still in school. How do you integrate your job with following God and following the gospel?
Right. And that, like I said, that's a critical question today.
Yeah.
Particularly as the culture becomes more and more secular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how do you take these things that give us the lens out of which we look at all of life and apply them to the workplace?
Yeah. You know?
And that's got to be really important for people finishing an academic program at a university, moving into the next phases of their lives in the immediate years to come, and say, how does all of this play out? So,
mm-hmm.
Great. And we hope that continues, because that has always been. And actually, that's how Theology on Tap started.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of people sitting in a place that served adult beverages in Champaign-Urbana, and they said, when you know life begins, when school ends, what should we look forward to? And hence, Theology on Tap was born. So it's got a very fundamental understanding and a very basic need.
Yeah.
So, Allison, tell us again, when does Theology on Tap happen at Calvert House?
We're on Sunday nights. We have a 5 p.m. Mass, and then 6 p.m. dinner, and 6:30 the speaker starts up, and then we stick around for conversation for a couple of hours, and it's really great fellowship.
Wonderful.
So people could come out for Mass, for their weekend Mass at 5.
Mm-hmm.
They could break bread with you guys at 6:30 the talk, and you're out the door 8:30-ish.
Yeah.
Terrific.
There you go.
That's great.
Allison, thank you so much for sharing your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Blessings
wonderful.
Upon the rest
and
of the
hope,
next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we hope the next 3 weeks go really, really, really well.
Thank you.
And all we hope to see you at the Mass and party with the Cardinal.
I'll be there.
Oh, wonderful. August 8th, Holy Name Cathedral.
Fabulous.
3 o'clock.
Going to be a lot
terrific.
Of fun. Thanks,
thank
Allison.
You very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are delighted. Oh, we are so delighted to have Allison with us. Father Cusick mentioned that Mass and picnic. Michael, do we want to go to a break first, or shall we just, no, we're just going to keep rolling. We'll get Father Wall on the phone.
Okay.
That Mass and Picnic is going to be the finale celebration of Theology on Tap. It's going to take place on Sunday, August 8th. We begin with Mass at Holy Name Cathedral at 3 o'clock. We've not had Mass at Holy Name for a couple of years now because of that horrible fire that they went through. But we are back at Holy Name celebrating the 30th anniversary, and then right after Mass, the Cardinal will invite us all to continue the celebration right. at his home. So looking forward to
and
that.
And Kate with us now, and Tim with us now, is that wonderful Father Jack Wall.
Father Cusick.
Good old Father Wall.
Good morning, Father
That's
Wall.
Right.
How are you?
Frickin' frack. Are reunited again, at least on the airwaves of
there
Relevant
you
Radio.
Go.
Father Wall, I know.
Good to hear your voice, Father Wall.
Thank you, Kate.
Father Wall, 30 years ago, you gathered a couple hundred people based on a dream when you and Tom James came back from Champaign seeing some of the college kids from St. James. Did you ever think this thing would be going this much later?
Not a clue in one level. You know, it's just, I mean, it's so hard to have good things keep on prospering and getting better and better and better in it. There's a lot about the Office of Young Adult Ministry and not only just what you've done here in Chicago, but how this has become a national and international reality, too. You should feel very, very proud of it.
Well, we do. I think what we really feel proud of, Jack, is that it comes out of our local church, you know, and it's certainly, I mean, nobody ever believed that you guys were creating some sense of longevity. You were throwing some people together and you gave something a title. What were your hopes way back when, and what were you hearing the night you got those guys and women together about what they were looking for and what church could be all about in their lives?
Well, you know, the story, and it's, I don't know if you had a chance to share with it yourself on the air already, because I was at a meeting and I'm just tuning in now. But, you know, literally we were sitting at Garcia's Pizza Parlor with a bunch of kids who were juniors and seniors at U of I, University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and have been from St. James and gone down to visit them. And a young man by the name of Tim Leeming, I think, said something that was so profound and so real and so at the heart of things. He was a young adult, you know, looking at his life and trying to look at it, I think, with the gift of faith and saying, you know, I know what I'm doing here. I just don't know enough why I'm doing it. And it seems to me my faith ought to be helping me really try to come to the meaning of what I'm doing in my life. And so it was just one of those moments where you just heard a young adult voice speaking for a whole age. You know, this is the young adult moment where you're trying to discern what your life is going to be and who you're going to spend it with, and you really believe that your faith is going to be something that is deeply and profoundly resourceful. You know, that God's up to something in you, and to listen to it and to open your heart to it is going to bring you into a fuller way of being. And you just sensed it in him, and I'm telling you, the response to that first gathering in St. James was electric. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
And you could just sense the movement, because usually in these events, you know, you get a big crowd the first night and then dwindles off, and that event kept on growing every week for 5 weeks. It was just unbelievable.
Wasn't it right that when you started with a couple hundred and the last night you had over 400?
It's something, whatever those numbers were, it was at least
like
doubled.
That.
You know, it just kept on getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
And I can remember talking to you, John, you know, in the middle of it saying, you know, we're onto something. This thing is, and, you know, I think it was the week later when they did the post, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacking on it and saying, you know, we've got to have this thing grow. It, you know, and and just saying, let's find five more parishes, and then, you know, 10 more. And right. I mean, what you and Kate have done these last few years has just been just remarkable.
Yeah, it you know, and it continues.
And John, you know, and you travel a lot, but with my new position, I'm traveling even more. And people really know Theology on Tap.
Oh, they
know it.
They do.
They're thrilled about it. They right. love it. And yeah. It's very special.
It has become at least the title for gathering young adults together within the auspices of the Catholic Church. And I don't think there's any greater achievement than being able to say it's got legs because we've kept it focused on one group of people, young adults, nobody else. And it's an opportunity for people to as Allison Gray Jack was saying from the University of Chicago just a few minutes ago, there's a hunger for good conversation today. And I think this provides it, you know, with some inspiration and some stimulus for thought. So,
Father, well, was it designed that way for, you know, some good solid input and then plenty of time for young adults to talk to each other?
Absolutely, Kate. And, I mean, you've got this down. I mean, you really get the dynamics of it so well. And, you know, it's this magic of, you know, when you bring good people together, good things happen.
Yeah.
When you bring good people together in faith, it just adds to the depth and the genuineness and the authenticity of the conversation.
Sure, yeah. Well, it kicked off just a couple nights ago, and we're in the middle of week number one, Jack. And you're the grandfather of this, or the father of it, or something or other. But it's just a delight to be able to have a few minutes today and literally give us a chance to boast and celebrate of something so significant in the church that it's gone beyond, I'm sure, your, mine, or anybody's wildest dreams and imaginations. And like you say, anywhere you go.
And I'm so grateful. I'm actually going back to the scene of the crime. I'm going back to St. James on Monday night.
I know you are.
And, you know, it's amazing. None of these kids were born. I mean, the people who were there, none of them were born when this thing all got started. And
That's right.
It's very exciting.
Well, we're going to be talking in a few short minutes to one of the people who was on your original committee and the original Theology on Tap person and who's now the pastor of Holy Family in Palatine, the great Father Keehan.
Father Terry.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you think of his journey, I mean, here he was, you know, college guy in Nebraska, and here he is now pastor of a parish in a diocese, and the connection was St. James and Arlington Heights and Theology on Tap. So there are some good things that have flowed out of this, Father Wall.
It's been wonderful, John. It's been great sharing it with you and with Kate, all the ways you've taken it to newer levels. It's very, very exciting. I appreciate it. You know, it's a great thing to be there at the beginning, but this thing really has had tremendous lastingness about it, and I'm thrilled that other people are having the privilege to experience it.
Okay, now before we let you go, tell the people who are listening to this in one way or another what you're doing these days, because your work after many years as pastor of Old St. Patrick's Church, you've gone in a completely different direction, and tell us about that and how people can be supportive to your efforts.
Well, it's not a completely different direction. It's just kind of a different way of going at this whole journey of faith and ministry. And I'm the president of Catholic Extension Society, and for the next few years, it probably will remain the best kept secret in the United States, but not for long, because it's a wonderful expression of the Catholic Church in the United States, and that is the ability of churches to help each other. Catholic Extension reaches out to the poorest Catholic communities in the United States and helps to bring resources to them in a way that the special gift of faith that they share and they celebrate it feels the support of other Catholic Americans. It's a lay movement. Right now it's about 50,000 strong. We'd like to at least double that of young Catholics, middle-aged Catholics, elder Catholics who really sense that it's very important for us in the American church to really create wonderful and healthy and life-giving experiences of church and ministry. And if you want to know more about it, we've got a great website, www.catholicextension.org.
Okay, that's the one. Catholicextension.org.
And it's a great piece of the puzzle of the United States Church that a lot of people don't know about, and we'd love to have more people be a part of it. It's a wonderful way to come together, just as Theology on Tap does. When you bring good people together in faith, very
great
special things happen.
Great things happen. Terrific. Go back to your meeting, and we're going to turn this over to one of your mentorees, the great Father Keehan, who's on listening to his mentor, Father Wall, as we speak.
So. I remember he was just a teenager.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Father Wall.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you
all right,
bye-bye.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to take a quick break, and then Father Keehan's going to join us and defend himself from these teenage comments of his mentor, Father Jack Wall.
Stay with us. Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Are you Mawusi? Mawusi means in the hands of God, in Ewe, a language of the Ghanaian people.
The Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry sponsors the annual Mawusi Retreat, celebrating Black Catholic spirituality. This year's retreat focuses on fueling our faith as we reclaim our faithful.
We will examine the fire of evangelization as it pertains to Black Catholic spirituality. Experience robust talks, prayer sessions, Eucharistic adoration, reflective time, and a forum focusing on vocations.
The retreat is designed for adults discerning ministry and lay and religious ministers who serve the Black Catholic community.
Join us at Mawusi Friday, July 30th to Sunday, August 1st at Techni Towers in Techni, Illinois. For additional information, call 312-534-8046 or visit our website, www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-534-8046 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. Are you Mawusi?
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Mr. Tim Sennett, and Dr. Kate DeVries. We are delighted that you've chosen to be with us this morning. And today we've been focusing on Theology on Tap, the summer speaker and conversation series, especially for young adults, people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And if you're looking for the complete list of parishes and speakers and topics and times and what's for dinner, all of that can be found at our website, yamchicago.org. Again, YAMChicago.org. So we hope you'll find some young adults and let them know that it's the biggest thing happening for young adults in the city right now and in the suburbs, and we'd love to have everyone in their 20s and 30s join us.
And with us now is one of the original Theology on Tappers who has to defend his reputation because as we went to a break, he was called a teenager.
Right.
Father Terry Keehan, are you hanging out there on the other end of this electronic media thing?
I certainly am, John.
There you are. Father Keehan, I always say the great Father Keehan because I'm very objective, is the pastor of Holy Family in Inverness. And Terry, welcome to the Light Show.
Well, it's great to be with you, the great Father Cusick and the great Dr. DeVries.
Good morning, Father Keehan. How's everything in Inverness today?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
Good.
Fine. We hope we didn't disturb your meeting too badly.
No, not at all.
Well, Terry, you're like Exhibit A to us because you have not only were there at the beginning of Theology on Tap as a young adult, but you have been a speaker in Theology on Tap. You're a priest who's hosted Theology on Tap in your last two places.
Right.
And you have been a part of this thing in one way or another for 30 years. Entered the seminary, your journey through the seminary. You took a sabbatical where you went around the country and studied some of the religious practices of young adults. And so you're like immersed in this thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Great.
And, you know, it was interesting because as I was listening to the great Father Wall's comments, it was a real simple experience. After I got my master's degree at the University of Nebraska, I came back here to Chicago, and I was living at home at St. James in Arlington Heights for a while, and Jack Gray simply said to me, why don't you get some of your peers together, let's start a young adult group, and in 1981 we started Theology on Tap, and he, it was just kind of his vision, and then I'm sure, as most of your listeners know, at some point in time there was a handoff to the two of you, and you guys have really taken the thing programmatically and marketing-wise to a completely different level that has really gotten the word out about gathering young adults together in such a really positive way with some great speakers, some great conversation, and congratulations to both of you. You've done a remarkable job of keeping this going.
Well, it obviously, Terry, you know, it gives not us personally, but it's a chance for the local church to boast a little bit. 30 years of reaching out to young adults through Theology on Tap. Nobody else in the country can say that. And there's a real pride in that, not for us, but I think for the local church, that whatever Jack invited you into back in 1981 when Father Wall invited you, it's the simplest of concepts. Let's put some good people together.
It is, and it's really the best of church because when you get people who have knowledge and are articulate about certain topics, particularly for young adults, I think it has to be a dynamic environment, and that's really what Theology on Tap has provided to hook and to engage young people who, quite frankly, as we all know, are at a period of time where they're wrestling with the meaning of church in their lives and spirituality and faith more so than in any other developmental time of our lives.
And more so than any other part of the population.
Correct.
You know, that oftentimes when we're teenagers, we're told what we got to have. And by the time we become young adults, you say, wait a second, let me figure this out for myself a little bit. And so
it's interesting, too, that you mentioned, I've been, part of that little young adult group at St. James, and then as a speaker, and then as a priest and a pastor at several different parishes, trying to coordinate young adult programming. And as I've gone around and done Theology on Tap through the years, I have really seen that unfold before my eyes, that there have been groups that you've worked real hard at connecting with because you have a sense that there may be some interested young adults. They host the program, and then that often becomes the kind of cornerstone for a young adult program or a young adult group that then moves on and does other programming for young adults. So,
and I also think, Terry, that it allows people to see the value of church and then to make some significant decisions with their lives. I'd love to know the number of people who are really plugged into the church after their young adult years because of their involvement, beginning with Theology on Tap, with their peers in a church setting. A number of you guys have gone on to be ordained. A couple women we know who have gone into religious life. So many people in one way or another are working for the church in a variety of its settings. It's led people in so many different directions to see the glories of the faith. And in this day and age, you know, when we've been under the microscope as much as we have, yeah, it's really a great opportunity to simply say there's a tremendous value here. We are not headlines all the time in the paper.
That's exactly right. You know? And what's more simple than, you know, gathering together, having a beer, talking about some God stuff?
Yeah.
It's a really simple and yet ingenious kind of formula.
Terry, what have been some of the things, some of the topics you've presented? You know, what are some of the passions that you like to talk about to this generation where you were at one time in your life and they are there now? And you're here, there you are standing in front of them. You were sitting in those chairs at one time and now you've taken your place at the front of the room. The microphone is there and you're looking in many ways at yourself and your peers 30 years later.
Well, I have a lot of passion about the sacraments, the sacred in life, and obviously that's not limited to our seven capital S's. It's about the sacredness of life that I think we articulate and we celebrate so well as Catholics. And that's something that it's been a consistent passion of mine through the years. Another one, and you mentioned that I did my sabbatical and traveled around the country and interviewed a lot of young adults about why they go to church and why they don't go to church, and I had a lot of fun sharing the results and the data and the experiences of that experience. Under the umbrella of the sacred, I've talked about forgiveness, specifically, you know, reconciliation and that whole process, which again is much more than just the sacrament of reconciliation, but it's the healing, the recovery, the hope that comes with us repairing relationships. I've done talks about relationships, about looking for kind of responding to the call that God has for all of us, the call that doesn't just lead into ordained or religious life, but the call that really comes from our baptism. That's been another passion that I've shared with Theology on Tap. There's been lots of them, and I thank you for the opportunity to do that for all these years.
Well, I mean, we are as good as we are because of the speakers that we have as well. You know, and Terry, I've always said, excuse me, in the Archdiocese of Chicago, we're a church of riches. We have so many people we can call on who have so much to share with this generation and call them to their moment of faith, to call them to their moment of life.
Yes.
Tim Sennett, who's with us for these, he's our program coordinator this year, was sharing with us as we went on the air. You know, he starts as an English major, he goes to poli-sci, and then here he is, a degreed person now in theology and catechetics. And that's the journey of so many young adults, looking for that niche, looking for where the call of God, as he said, where is God leading us?
Yes.
And I think we can put 40, 50 wonderful speakers a summer in front of people. We have 56 places for Theology on Tap, and when you run the numbers, that's an awful lot of nights where people can show up at a local church and get a understanding of faith and promise from great speakers and just from some good conversation with their peers.
And you multiply that by 30 years, and you get quite a wave of
what is it, Tim? Is it over 4,000? We've had over 4,000 different sessions, I believe, of Theology on Tap.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go back to being a pastor, and we have to go back to being radio people. So, Terry, this is just my way of also, you know, and I said to Kate, let's get Father Keehan for the show. It's my way of saying thanks for you're truly one of the great priests of our diocese, and to know you is a great honor in my life. So
thank you, John, and I can't thank you enough for the opportunity that you provided for me, and what a privilege it is for Holy Family this year to host the Allegiance.
There we go. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you to both of you.
Go back and do great things for God. Okay.
God bless, guys. Take
okay, care. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
With your Spirit, send us to shine. Radiant with your glory,
send us out, O Lord, today, that we might have
light. And welcome back to the Light Show. Thank you so very much for being with us today. We are talking about Theology on Tap, the summer speaker and discussion series for young adults. It is happening now through August 8th at parishes and Catholic student centers near you. We have more than 50 different locations and opportunities. The program, Tim, what nights of the program? What nights is the program happening? Where can people connect?
Well, it starts, it just started this past week on July 11th.
Yep.
It goes through August 6th.
Yep.
And I'm opening up my newsletter right now just so I can confirm those dates.
Which Tim helped to write.
And
yeah.
We use four nights of the week. That's Sunday night, right. Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night.
And we have one site on Friday night in Spanish.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Holy Family.
And we go as far north as Our Lady of Humility in Zion, way up on the Wisconsin border at the Cheese Curtain. And we go all the way as far south as Marion Catholic High School, mm-hmm. and everywhere, city,
we
suburbs.
West, St. Alphonsus in Lamont, Northwest, Holy Family in Inverness, St. Matthew in Schaumburg. We have the program in English and in Polish and in Spanish. St. Thomas Becket, again, is hosting the program in Polish. St. Emily, we have lots and lots of sites right here in the city of Chicago,
right.
including Holy Name Cathedral, Old St. Mary's, Old St. Patrick's Church. We've talked about Calvert House. St. Philip Neri is hosting the program. St. Ailby, St. Kevin is hosting the program. St. James IIT, the Shield Center at Northwestern University is just happening all over the place.
working our way north, St. Clement, St. Andrew, St. Mary of the Lake, Shield Center at Northwestern University,
St. Nicholas
in Evanston. It's just everywhere you go. Now, folks, what some people do, and you may want to encourage people, people say, well, I can't go to Theology on Tap because it's not my parish. That's not the point. These are parishes opening their arms, their doors to anybody and everybody. So what some people have done is they've either gotten a copy of the newsletter, which is in print form, which if you call our office at 312-466-7500, 312-466-9473, 312-466-9473. We can mail you one of those. But what many, many young adults can do these days is go on our website, yamchicago.org, and download what you need. Now, some people will download all of the places and the topics and the speakers, and they'll stop by a church after work. So if you work in one part of the Chicago area but live in another part, that's okay. How about after work, catch a little theology on tap, and then head home at the end of the evening. So it can be close to where you live. It can be close to where you work. If you look at a topic and say, I really wonder, I really like to hear somebody give me a good conversation about that. Maybe it's about relationships, which is the critical issue in the young adult world. A number of places are hosting a good conversation on relationships. Prayer, spirituality. The older we get, folks, the more important these issues become in all of our lives. Because if we put all of our eggs in the popular culture, our hearts are going to be broken time and time again. But we also believe in a God who dwells with us in good times and in difficult times. And God knows these have not been easy times for an awful lot of young adults. Oftentimes, it's the last one hired that's the first one fired, and there's a lot of pain and experience in the world today. So that's what we're all about. And so we hope that you would go on our website, yamchicago.org, and download this material and use it the best way you can. So we would do that.
Right. And now, Tim, you've been very good about not boasting, but Tim has been the main point of contact with all of the places that are hosting the program. So, Tim, thanks for all of that.
You're welcome,
Are
Kate.
You hearing some energy around Theology on Tap from the people that you've been able to connect with? Is there lots of people getting ready for this?
Yeah, I've been in touch with people from just about all of the host sites for Theology on Tap. I've been in touch with different friends of mine who are young adults in the Chicago area, who I've been able to meet up with in my time here. Mm-hmm. And I've let them know about Theology on Tap, and I've shared the information with them, and people are excited about
it. And that's so important. Tim is doing exactly what we hope all of you as our listeners would do, and that is just to talk about it and let people know there's some great stuff happening through the Catholic Church, and we'd love for everybody in their 20s and 30s to be a part of it. But truly, we can't make this happen without the support of the parishes, and they've been wonderful. Each one of those hosting sites has put together a committee of young adults to make this work, and they're working very hard, and what a joy it would be for them to open their doors and see 200 people there that the next night of Theology on Tap. That's a very exciting thing.
Now, one of the very special invitations that we are putting out this summer for the Mass and the picnic on August 8th is we invite our alumni this year to come back to be a part of the 30th anniversary. So if you know anyone who has attended Theology on Tap in the last 30 years, please let them know that they are invited to the Mass with Cardinal George at 3 o'clock on August 8th. And that they're also invited to join in the picnic and celebration at the Cardinal's residence immediately following the Mass. As always, a food ticket is required for the picnic, simply because this is a low-budget film. And
we can't afford to feed the whole city of Chicago.
No, I wish, or everybody who attended. I would love to be able to say we could do that.
Yes.
But you can get a ticket to the picnic. Obviously, the ticket's not necessary for Mass, but if you're going to come to the picnic, and bring your kids. Mm-hmm. If you happen to be a young adult who is in that period of time in life where you have birthed the next generation, bring them along. Give them an experience of what this was like for you in those days. And so if you want a ticket for the picnic, you can call our office at 312-466-9473 and join us in the 30th anniversary festivities.
You can also get that ticket online this year. It's so exciting. yamchicago.org. You can get it all right there.
Great.
Yes.
Now, Kate, I understand I'm doing something special for Theology on Tap alumni. Is that right?
We're doing a number of special things, Father Cusick, for alumni. Your big part is, one of your big parts is going to be on Friday, July 23rd. You're doing a talk on why should I go to church? Right. Why should anyone go to church? We're hearing that question more often
from young adults and
from parents of young adults, just, you know, people who are our sponsors to people at confirmation. That question just seems to keep coming back. So we're going to do an evening on the value of liturgy, the value of Mass, the value of Sunday Mass.
Value of why should, and I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to tell you in one simple sentence why you should go to church.
Right.
And I think that has to be put out there. So the reason we chose this as a topic is my guess is that there's some of our alums, young adult ministry alums and Theology on Tap alums, their kids are banging on them and saying, Dad, why should I go to church? Mom, why should I go to church? And I think we have to be able to tell them simply, profoundly, and faithfully why we do this.
And that talk will happen at St. Francis Xavier Church in the Grange.
And that's St. Francis Xavier is, we chose St. Francis because if you get off of the Tri-State Toll Road at Ogden Avenue and go straight east about no more than 2 miles, and there'll be a big church on your right with a great big sign. Kate is great on signs. And we chose
Father Cusick here.
because we chose it because we think it's pretty convenient. If you live in the city, you live in the suburbs, we have to find something that is somewhat, believe it or not, central. LaGrange is sort of centrally located for the Chicago area. So
for
that's why
diocese.
We chose that.
All
for
right.
the diocese, I mean, yeah.
Terrific.
And so that's on July 23rd.
Yes.
And what time are we starting on that?
7 o'clock.
Very
and people
good.
Can get details about that on our website, again, yamchicago.org.
Terrific.
So everyone, please spread the word. Theology on Tap is happening. We'd like for everybody to be a part of it. And it will be a joy to be with you on Sunday, August 8th, when we celebrate the finale celebration.
3 o'clock,
in
Holy Name
Holy
Cathedral.
Name Cathedral.
Great.
Great. Thanks, Father Cusick. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim, for all your work.
Of course, yeah. And I if I could also just say one more thing.
Yes.
These special events and anything that's related to Theology on Tap, you can always refer the young adults you know to our Facebook and Twitter sites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so if you could just go on Facebook and if you type in Chicago Theology on Tap, it'll come right up. And if you go on Twitter, it's www.twitter.com/ChicagoTOT.
Okay, and there'll be little insights on there and ways to connect with your peers.
There are constant updates and insights, that's right.
There we go. So, Theology on Tap, year number 30, 1981, 2010 has begun. Please pass the word, give people an opportunity to come together with their peers, to be inspired by the Catholic faith, and enter into some good conversation with other people married and single in their 20s and 30s.
Peace.
August 8th. With Cardinal George. Thanks, folks.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Lord, send us to the world.
Father.